Everyone was screaming. It was just chaos and panic. And
a ball of fire came in, and then just everyone started shouting. All
very evil needles in a very, very large haystack.
The next thing I remember is just the smell of just burning and smoke.
Everything started getting like dusty.
It's not like burning rubber, and
everyone was like.
And at that point, I was
You couldn't break the windows.
It happened. I was just afraid there was a fire.
I have every faith, gentlemen, that everyone will do his duty.
Gentlemen, I think you all fully understand that there's no point in going over things again. Everything was fully covered yesterday. Everyone will do his duty. Virginsky, have you something to say?
I know that Shatov's wife has come back to him and given birth to a child. We know what human nature is, and we can be sure that now he won't give information because he's happy. So perhaps now we needn't take action.
If you were to become suddenly happy, Mr. Virginsky, would you abandon any dangerous public duty you had planned to carry out before you were happy?
No, I wouldn't abandon. Not for anything.
You would rather be unhappy again than be a shirker?
Yes, yes. I mean, quite the opposite. I'd rather be a complete shirker. That is, no, not a shirker, but on the contrary, completely unhappy. Rather than a shirk.
Well, then let me tell you that Shatov sees this betrayal as his public duty. It's his most cherished conviction, and the proof is that he risks his own life. Though, of course, the authorities will let him off for giving information. A man like him will never give up. This happiness would take hold of him for a day or two, then he reconsider, blame himself, and go straight to the police. Besides, I don't see any happiness in the fact that his wife has returned after 3 years to give birth to Nikolai Stavrogin's child. I've seen for myself Shatov's letter of betrayal. It's proof enough. And this last-minute chatter is stupid and pointless, gentlemen.
I protest. I protest with all my might. This is what I want. I suggest that when he arrives, we all question him about it. And if it's true, we persuade him to repent. And if he swears that he will, let him go. Anyway, we must have a trial. It must be done after a trial. We mustn't ambush him and then pounce like animals.
Would you risk the cause on his word?
That is the height of stupidity. I object. I object.
Keep quiet anyway. We won't hear the signal, the whistle. Shatov, gentlemen. Shatov is a bitter man. I had hoped until recently that he might have been of service to the cause and that we might have made use of his bitterness. Despite the clearest instructions from on top, I protected him and gave him the benefit of the doubt. I've spared him 100 times more than he deserved, but he ends up betraying us. But David, I don't care. You better not try running away now, any one of you. Not one of you has the right to abandon the job now. You can kiss him if you like, but you haven't the right to risk the cause on his word of honor. That's the way pigs and those in the pay of the government behave. Aren't you accusing us of being spies for the government? You better not speak, Liputin. You talk for the sake of talking, as you always do. All men are spies who shirk their duty at the moment of danger. But let me tell you, gentlemen, no betrayal would gain you a pardon now. Even if your sentence were reduced, it would mean Siberia. And what's more, there's no escaping the vengeance of the Central Organization. Their weapons are deadlier than the government's. Listen. That's the signal that Shatov is approaching. Return the signal. No one will betray us now, even you, Liputin.
What about you?
Don't worry about that. The minute you try to turn traitors, I'll have you all taken care of, but you won't.
One question, but tell the truth. Are we the only radical cell in the world, or is it true that there are hundreds of others? Your answer is of great importance to me.
I would have thought it makes no difference to you now whether it's the only cell or one of 1,000.
That means it's the only one. I knew it! I knew it all along!
The rest of us will go our own way now, but remember, the group must remain a group and obey, or I'll...
What a pathetic bunch they are, though.